All right, let's get a Berger County, Southern Houghton County report here. Catching back up this week with Jason at Woodland Firearms in Berger. And thanks for some more of your time this week, Jason.
Yeah, no problem, Adam. Good to be here.
So I want to talk about, you know, our usual lineup. I want to get into the birds because I heard there's some good news there in your neck of the woods. Deer, pretty good as well. Bear, I'm sure, has slowed down. I haven't got a single report this week for bear. That's new, but I also heard the fishing slowed down. Am I kind of spot on all of those topics at this point?
Yes, I'm hearing the same thing. I'm hearing guys are starting to see birds now that the brush and everything and leaves are falling. So the birds are up, but I have not checked in a single bear in a week and a half.
Wow.
But we did get a couple nice deer through here. So, yeah, we do have some good things to talk about, too, so...
I also want to get to your shop as well, talk about, you know, the archery season and how you kind of have a great option for folks in that area to get some archery work done. Plus, I heard that you are kind of a specializer in used firearms and some really cool stuff. So I want to get into all this and more. I think we covered the birds good enough because that's consistent with what I heard. The grouse yep. seem to be getting a little bit better. At least people can see them and not just hear them anymore. But let's go back to the deer. You made a comment that you have been getting some deer through there. What kind of deer have you seen? What kind of bucks?
Yeah, well, we had one seven-pointer. It was 190 pounds dressed.
Wow.
So it was a big-bodied deer.
Yeah.
And then we had a nine-pointer that was 193 pounds dressed. So them are some big deer, you know. Usually buck 60, buck 70 is a good deer, but, you know, buck 90, that's a big deer.
No, I wonder how fatty he was.
You know, I don't know. I haven't talked to him since, but.
Were their necks all swollen up already?
No, not really.
It just seems like pre-rut's taking longer than normal. I'm not so sure what's going on out there, and maybe I'm wrong. But my gut feeling from the reports I'm getting in around the entire UP are this rut might be a little later this year, unless it just comes on like gangbusters.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hearing the same thing. So
I'm still hearing about bucks hanging out together, which is unusual for this time of year.
Yeah, and last time I talked to you, I said the bucks were kind of breaking up, and I ended up getting a picture with three bucks in my pile.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's just one more anecdotal report that tells me we're still a ways away from hitting that real strong pre-rut activity, you know, before the main breeding season. So who knows? Maybe it'll come on really fast and strong here in the next week or so. But all right, so... Yeah. Let's take a break here, and when we come back, I want to get into what we talked about with the fishing slowing down a little bit, and then talk about your used firearm and archery services, if we can get a little more time from you later this hour.
Yeah, no problem.
Jason at Woodland Firearms, stay tuned. We'll continue this Berger County, Keweenaw Bay, and Southern Houghton County report right here on The Outdoor Show.